to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this 31st day of January 2006. My guest, continuing to this hour, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. And we've covered a wide range of topics here, and they're all integrated, folks. This is the spider web. This is the trap. Once you enter this web, there's no climbing out of it. You can't extricate yourself by clipping a little strand here and there, and then you're out. Something else is always there to catch us. We'll go to the phones now. Eric Schein. Hello, Eric.
How's it going, John?
Hi.
I wanted to touch on a couple things real quick. One was national energy policy. I had an epiphany this morning in regards to what's going on, is that these guys are basically setting it up, and they've had this from, you know, way back when they had these secret meetings with Cheney and others, is they knew they couldn't float a bond or a series of bonds to pay for nuclear power facilities being built here in the United States, you know, through public trust. What they've done is they've elevated the gas prices to go ahead and basically raise a private bond. So the very same people who are ripping us off with fuel, high fuel and oil prices, and who are also ripping us off like Halliburton, KBR, and others through federal contracting scams, could then build an enormous nuclear power generating industry again here in the United States that will dwarf what we currently have. And we'll have the same people who have taken money that's intended to, you know, maintain and repair the levees and put it in their own pocket rather than using it where it's supposed to go, running this industry. And we're talking, and it's one reason why they're even playing the games in Iran, because they want to be the only people in the world who are going to be building nuclear power facilities around the world. Beyond that, real quick, was also the, I know you mentioned about eminent domain. Part of that was also not only so that they could take individual homes or property from people, and then, you know, and individual parties could do this if they're going to increase the tax base. That was also directed towards taking and seizing public trusts like the World Trade Center, and even public trusts like pensions that the, you know, corporations and even the government holds on to, but also going after things like Social Security. And one last thing, and then I'll end on this note, is that if you think about what President Bush and his administration was trying to do with Social Security and is still trying to do, they were trying to pass legislation where the government could enact laws to impose and enforce upon you a tax that would go to private corporations through Social Security. Think about that.
And it never stops. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate
Peace.
It. Thank you. Any comment on that, Tom?
Oh, my.
We got 45 seconds till break.
Oh, perfect. I will say quickly, there are some things he said that I agree with, some things I'm not quite sure that I do. But there are most definitely these things happening.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break. We'll continue with your calls on the other side, 800-313-9443. And then we're going to get into the eminent domain issue. And this is a biggie, folks, because what separated us from the rest of the planet, you are the king of your own castle, and nobody could cross your threshold. Well, almost nobody. Now they've given themselves the permission to get you out of house and home and to sell it off if they so desire. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Brenda in Tennessee, you're up with my guest today, Tom DeWeese. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, I don't want to take all the credit from this. I'm not endorsing a magazine, but Countryside's a good magazine. And this came from an article from Mary, I think it's Zanoni, Z-A-N-O-N-I, Ph.D. Cornell and J.D. from Yale. So we're not talking about a twit. And she's talking about this national ID. And this is not just for our livestock. This goes down to your parakeet. And the people will...
Are you talking about...
microchipping.
Okay.
The RFID.
RFID. Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay, and the people will fund this. It's not going to be funded by the government. So small-scale farmers, I mean, you got 2 goats and 3 dogs, you're going to have to do this, and you have to buy the equipment, all of the equipment, to report it back to these databases. And you've got to buy the microchips. You have to do this. And the USDA is planning finalization on this summer. And her recommendations, and I agree, of course, I'm a rebel, but if some whatever government official comes and says that you have to register your farm or animal, if it's a state or extension official, then ask him about whether the registration is mandatory or voluntary. Ask him about deadlines, for a copy of the legislation or rule. and don't do it unless it is. I mean, oppose this and write your officials, and they can find the standards and plans. That's what it's called. You can find this at the federal site, and it's called Standards and Plans. I'm looking for the federal site. What I have did was drafted. I read her article, which is lengthy, and I have condensed it to write to our, we have a small little town paper that they publish letters, you know, to the editor. And so I'm going to put this out and see if we can't call a county meeting, because people can't afford this, for one thing. And for another thing, I'm not going to microchip anything.
Well, and this is a massive thing. I mean, this is going to cost billions of dollars.
And it's going to cost the individual people. And you're going to have to microchip your dog. And they're going to have to be microchipped, even if your horse leaves your property for a trail ride. If you take a cow to the slaughterhouse for your own purposes, you're going to take him and get him slaughtered. He still has to be microchipped. And they can find the information to contact their state and federal legislators at vote/smartdart.org or firstgov.gov. And individual postal letters are better, but anything's better than nothing. Silence is what's killing us.
Well, it's silence, but the inability for the information to be flowing freely throughout the country. Tom, I've said this before. I mean, whatever issue we're talking about, taxation, Federal Reserve, I mean, it doesn't matter. If we had honest news reporting and them reporting the real concerns of real Americans on positive law, real law, Constitution, we wouldn't have half of this stuff. People would be on guard.
Yeah, that's exactly true. You have to have a root philosophical base and a knowledge of you know, the system and so forth, and what government should do and shouldn't do. If you don't have that root philosophical base, then you are like a beach ball. You are just bounced from hand to hand, whoever is in charge at the time, whoever has the best soundbite, and you're wandering around trying to figure out, well, is this good or not? How many issues have you looked at on a basis that, well, I get these calls all the time. Well, I don't know. Is this a good thing or not? Because on the one hand, it's this. On the other hand, it's that. And these are people who are susceptible to professionals who put together these sound bites to really fool you into coming into it. And that's what's missing, is that root philosophy where you can look at something. This is, people ask me, well, how do you know this? How do you know that? Well, first of all, I have a root philosophy and understanding of government and what it should be in order to preserve my freedom. And I look at something right off the bat and say, well, does this or doesn't it? And I don't care what their sound bites are. I don't care how impassioned their arguments are. If they are breaking that rule, first and foremost, that government should not cross this line, then I'm opposed to it. And that's where it all begins.
Well, I think the bottom line is, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And I think that Americans have failed because, actually, they're just morally lazy. I'm sorry. It's just, that's the way
I see it. You said it much simpler than I did, but that's exactly what I'm saying.
I just, that, you know, they're just, it just seems like they're just being, I don't know, tugged along with the tide. And so, okay, whatever. Just,
well, and,
because I'm tired or I don't want to do this.
Yeah, well, the more and more people don't have time to conduct their affairs. I mean, Tom, I've made this statement many times, and people really haven't really caught on to what I'm saying. There is so much going on in our lives. This is not living your life in simple, full measure. We're in a rat maze. We're in a rat wheel, and we're running for our very survival. So how much time do we have for people to stand aside, look at the situation, and go, wait a minute, I know where this is going. It's time for me to step up the plate and take my swing. And we've de-educated people, if that's a term. If not, I just invented it.
Mm-hmm.
We've de-educated people in the school systems by not teaching that very philosophy of what you're talking about, Constitution, what our government is, what it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to function. And if that was instilled from an early age, and that is ingrained in people's minds in this country, these people wouldn't be able to get, I mean, you could do a Rip Van Winkle for 100 years, come back, look at, and things haven't changed that much. You could identify a problem, no problem at all. You don't have to depend on some slick, fast-talking individual, some politician, some PR group, or whatever they've hired to push their message and their program over on the American people. It just wouldn't work.
If you, you know, when you're talking about education, boy, that's a whole other show we'll have to do.
Yes, it is.
But if you have accepted the statement that the Constitution is a living document, you have just slipped on the banana peel and are heading down a slippery slope and all the other slippery analogies I can make right into the abyss. That's where everything that was once concrete now becomes jello.
Yeah.
Because it's now susceptible to anything that the man in charge, whoever that may be on this day and on the date, wants it to be.
And we can, and the founders warned, Tom, things are not to be changed for light and transient reasons. Well, we're being told how heavy a problem this is, how burdensome, how dangerous. So therefore, we must make these changes in light of this situation. And I keep going back to the root of this, and I keep going back, going back, going back. Instead of dealing with all the problems you've created, let's go back to what once worked, and then go from there. The real progress in this country is actually a regression back to the old form of government.
Yeah,
that's
the
key.
they have tried to make it, you know, in confusing us, that now that we have a new society with new technologies, that all the old stuff doesn't work anymore because, well, that's old-fashioned, and how in the world could Ben Franklin have ever foreseen the computer? And he probably did. But, you know, there's no, you know, those kind of things we can't go back to. They were just old guys who don't know anything about what
modern life. Stodgy old white guys that wore wigs a lot.
Yeah, and slave owners.
Yeah, and all of that. And if you have to attack this country and how it was founded on Christian principle, by the way, I hope to reschedule out Dr. Kennedy from the Coral Ridge Ministries, because he's been absolutely hammering this nationwide on his television ministry. He's got better than 3 million people to tune into this guy every week. So he's been getting the word out. That's why I want to get him on the air. And it's about the dissemination of the information. Brenda, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Let's go to Barbara Samuelson here in Texas. She's running for District 52 up here in Williamson County, Texas. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, John. How are you?
Just Ducky, discussing the problems of America.
Yes. Your guest name is Thomas. Is that correct?
It is Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center.
Right. Well, the last caller, I was loading up my car because, you know, I'm going out to a meeting. And, I had to run in and look up your number and pick up my book. I showed it to you the other day. It's John Adams. And the forefathers and their founding fathers, it was pretty split. Not all of them wanted to declare independence. There were a lot of Tories and there were a lot of Quakers who just thought it was wrong to rebel against anything.
A lot of business people going, this is going to be really bad for business here.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And the only reason that slavery was not abolished in the original draft of the Declaration was because of a couple of colonies who just absolutely insisted that it be there. And in the final vote, New York abstained and the lead guy from Pennsylvania abstained because he was Quaker, and they had agreed that it had to be unanimous. But anyway, John Adams was writing about going to the original Continental Congress and not being completely, he just picked up on the conversation in one of the taverns that he stopped on along the way, because it took a couple of weeks to ride a horse from Braintree, Massachusetts to Pennsylvania. And he says, he came into one of them and he said, I believe I'm unknown to all of them. I sat in total silence to hear one of them say, the people of Boston are distracted. Another answered, no wonder the people of Boston are distracted. Oppression will make wise men mad. A third said, what would you say if a fellow should come to your house and tell you that he had come to take a list? What I'd say, I'd knock him in the head, said the one. Well, if they can take Mr. Hancock's wharf and Mr. Rose's wharf, they can take away your barn and my house. And after much more reasoning in the style,
We're right up against the break. Hold on. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back with my guest today, Tom DeWeese. Take a look at the website, folks. We'll be right back. I'll give you that right on the other side.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. Barbara, go ahead. You weren't quite finished there.
Oh, my point was just that John Adams didn't really know exactly how the people felt until he heard that in the tavern that night, and it's what he used to lobby all the other members of Congress that, no, people are serious. They really are upset, and we've got to do this.
Well, we've got millions of people in this country who are upset with Washington, D.C., and one of the tools when Washington, oh, and they never make mistakes, but when they do, we were supposed to have redress of grievance. We were supposed to have mechanisms in which you go in, and if these people weren't smart enough, that we, as watchmen on the wall, could go in and correct their folly and their mistakes. But that has even been cut off.
Yeah, well, like what the Minutemen are doing down on the border, they're actually making progress.
Yes.
We're taking things into our own hands. The more we do, the better it is.
Well, and that's a good exercise for people out there to say, look, don't wait for somebody else to fix a problem when you have the ability to do it yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
But our problem here is we have a government that is so far out of control and not doing the necessary things for peace and sanctity and security in this country. I mean, and one of those problems is the illegal immigration problem.
Absolutely, and I wanted to tell you about at the Taylor Chamber of Commerce, they congratulated a company that was going to go out of business, and it was a correctional facility because they didn't have any prisoners to put in there. But they'd saved it by selling a contract to the government for Homeland Security, and it's going to be where they intern immigration. It's going to be an immigration depot.
Really? I hope they have a couple million sales ready. Because it'll be a fast turnover.
They got a plaque in Taylor.
All right. Barbara, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Let's get on to the subject of eminent domain, Mr. DeWeese.
All righty. You know, John, you've used several images as we've talked about a spider web that kind of encompasses everything we're talking about, and you know, that we are cutting off branches off of trees but not getting to the root. Let me get to the root very quickly. Two terms people need to know. Public-private partnerships and globalism. The caller who called in a little while ago about the oil companies and the nuclear power plants and so forth and not wanting anybody else to produce these kind of things, just be in their hands. Well, you know, you're talking about what should be private companies and how would they have that kind of power. The answer is public-private partnerships. We have an elite being created in this country using this process where certain companies are who have pledged their allegiance to a certain agenda and are participating in it lock arms with the government, and they get special privileges. They get special privileges for where to put their businesses that help move out people they don't want there, helps crush their opposition. They get tax credits, so on and so forth, public-private partnerships. And this is at the very root of the eminent domain issue. And to go even further, eminent domain is a tool for a process called sustainable development. And sustainable development is a tool for an agenda called Agenda 21, which comes straight out of the United Nations. It was one of the documents at the Earth Summit in 1992 that literally outlined how we would live in the future. And a lot of people think that sustainable development is about land use, and it is. But it's much, much more than that. The logo for sustainable development, which is called a ruling principle. And imagine, if you can, a nation that has a ruling principle that dictates where you work, how you get to work, where your home is, how your home is built, what kind of food you eat, what kind of medical service there is in your community, water control, and even how many children you can have.
You're discussing Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 and its program, Sustainable Development. The logo of Sustainable Development shows three connecting circles. And you find this in many, many places today, not just when you're talking about sustainable development, but I ended up comparing notes with several people working on the education issue. There were the same three connecting circles. The three circles, social equity, ecological integrity, and economic prosperity. Think about that. Social equity, ecological integrity, economic prosperity. It covers every aspect of our lives. Economic prosperity are these public-private partnerships. Prosperity for who? Oh, the ones who are in the club. Social equity is your health care, your where you work, and what kind of company you have there. Every aspect of your life, welfare programs. I mean, this is the greatest welfare program of all time, is sustainable development, that everybody has a right to a job. Everybody has a right to health care. Everybody has a right to, you know, who's paying for it? Oh, well, you do. And you don't have a right not to pay for it. So this is what is at the very root of the what Al Gore called a wrenching transformation of our society. And sustainable development is the culprit.
All right, we'll take the break here, 800-313-9443. If you have any questions here of Mr. DeWeese or myself or any subject matter that you want to bring up pertaining to this illegal invasion for the eminent domain, and we'll get into that eminent domain issue here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, America's so-called first world superpower economy. You know what, folks? Was only able to create a measly 12,000 jobs in good-producing industries, of which 77% are that of furniture and roofing metal of housing boom that has come to an end. Everything, that, you listen to the media, oh, things are good. Jobless rate is holding around 5%. Tom, I can't stand the lies anymore. Do these people, what do they plan on moving out of this country once this thing falls down around their ears? I mean, how can these people sleep at night putting out information they know is absolutely false?
John, I've been asking that question my whole life, looking at these people, listening to them. What are they counting on? What is it after they have destroyed all of the industry and all of the potential growth and have us all neatly tucked in this total security blanket of rules and regulations? I can't, you can't, and we can't. What are they counting on? Somehow, some way, the free individual, the individual mind, has always found a way to get around this. the rules and regulations that are on the free market system that absolutely choke it at every corner, and yet in many, many ways it continues to provide, shows what an incredible system it is. What would happen if we let it loose? We're supposed to be afraid of that. That would be horrible. Big bad business people be in charge. So what we do is we make partnerships with big bad business and government. Now we've got an omnipotent, unenforceable group of people who answer to no one. And that's exactly what's happening. And we get into this issue of eminent domain. The Supreme Court, just to review a little bit, back in July, earlier this year, ruled that a local government, can use the power of eminent domain to take private land for several reasons, basically for private use. If a Walmart is moving into town and wants to put it in a certain end of town, or here in Washington, D.C., we are faced now with a new baseball stadium. We have a perfectly good one, but that's not good enough. They want to build a new baseball stadium. They have moved all these people out of that land to put this baseball stadium there. People who did not want to move, did not want to give up their land. This is happening all over the country, and it happens in cases where the community sees, take for example, you have a little neighborhood where homes were built, say, like right after World War II. A lot of these homes were cheaply built homes that were little ranch house styles, maybe had a quarter of an acre of land around them, and they're in little housing developments. Those houses don't generate a lot of tax revenue. And so the developer, the community looks at that and says, well, gee, if we would tear all those houses down and build this new super high rise in there, we could get more people living there, and we could get much more revenue for the community. This is in the public good, so that's what we're going to do. And they do it that way. The developers make money. The real estate people make money. People supplying the developers with supplies. Oh, everything's wonderful. The economy is a go-go, except for the 100 people who just lost their homes. Oh, well, we don't worry about that. This is how eminent domain has been used, and this is what happened in New London, Connecticut, where a group of families led by a lady by the name of Kilo said, no, you're going to take my home. And they wanted to take the land. They actually never, ever really had a specific reason of why they wanted to take the land. There was a Pfeiffer complex across the way, and there was talk of expanding that. There was talk of making it a park because these homes were on a riverfront. All kinds of things. They never, ever really had a specific reason for doing this, but they were going to take the homes, and they harassed these people. Every time somebody would finally give in and took their home, they would go in and bulldoze it immediately and leave the bulldozer in the home of the next house. And then they would start. They would call them all times of the night and day. They would write letters. They sent them all kinds of legal papers, people knocking on their door, intimidating them, and that bulldozer sitting there waiting. And then the next family would give up and leave. They couldn't take it anymore. And the bulldozer would knock that down. And pretty soon it became a war zone, this neighborhood. And so these folks took it to the Supreme Court, thinking, well, the Supreme Court upholds the laws of our land. We have a right to private property. This is wrong. Eminent domain wasn't to be used this way. Eminent domain was when they had to build a road somewhere, absolutely could not get along without doing something with that property. And lo and behold, the Supreme Court of the United States, five black robes, said, oh, yeah, that's cool. You can do that. And they set off across this country a trigger of, first of all, communities, mayors and local communities, just in an eminent domain, a go-go, just taking all the, and this is going on now. At the same time, they created a backlash where now Americans finally understand. I've been trying to get property rights on the front pages of newspapers for 20 years. Finally, they did it because the American people suddenly realized no home in this country is safe. Nobody's home, nobody's property is safe from a bulldozer if somebody in power decides they can make more money by putting a hotel there or some other complex that, or they want to pad the pockets of their buddies.
Well, and Tom, excuse me for interjecting here, but how this is going to be sold to the communities so they don't take the sides of these people that are being displaced, is, well, we're going to have to raise taxes on your property because we need taxes. We're short of money. So this is one implementation. What we're going to see is a split here, and we're going to see people in their own communities turning their backs on their neighbors.
Yeah.
And this is so scary because this strikes at the fundamental part of this country, property. Property rights. There are certain inherent property rights that afford you, some people use the term civil liberties, but I don't use that term. I don't know what a civil liberty is. I know what a constitutional right is. I know what a God-given right is, but I don't know what a civil liberty is. But this is scary because this strikes right at the root of what this country is founded on, rights and property and having people. You know, the world could go goo-goo gaga, but it didn't affect you and your property and your realm that you work hard to pay for. I mean, I don't want to even get into the other scams around that one, but this is, Tom, this is, I don't know what people are thinking out there. I don't know. The issue has not really been discussed that much in the mainstream media. I keep going back to that because a lot of these people are sitting by their television sets, you know, watching TV, eating dinner, or settling down for the evening to watch their favorite program. They catch a little bit of the news, and they think that they're informed.
No, there has been a firestorm. I mean, 37 different states have now moved to create property rights legislation. The Congress, the House, passed a Property Rights Protection Act, basically saying that any a community that would use eminent domain in this way would not get federal funding for these projects. Now, just this week, a new hole opened up here, a new avenue, which I think is probably the most effective of all, and that is a bank. I'm proud to say they're my bank. They're BB&T Corporation out of North Carolina. They announced that they will no longer fund development projects that were based on eminent domain, where people's private land was taken. And this is sending shockwaves through the banking industry. And if other banks begin to take this up, you know, all omnipotent, all-powerful governments who don't care a whit about voting machines or ballot boxes or public opinion, they've got this power to get past all of that. They have to have money to fund their schemes. And if banks, because it's a popular thing with their customers, begin to say, no, we won't do that, that could create a revolution in stopping this. So, we've sent kudos out to BB&T Bank. They were revolutionaries in this.
Well, that's coming from these quarters, that is a strange thing.
And the thing was that the news release on this, where's the last time you heard a corporation talk about philosophy and talk about what was right and wrong? And the chairman of the board of BB&T Corporation said it's just plain wrong, and it shouldn't be done. And they're turning business down from developers. So, you know, they stand a chance of losing money, but they're not going to lose money because they're going to have a much more popular bank. So, that's just one of these little victories that you find. But the reason that all this is being done, the reason the Supreme Court made this decision. I've heard a lot of people talk about the decision, but I haven't heard many people talk about why. Why did the Supreme Court uphold this? Well, the fact of the matter is, certain things have been happening around this country. In the ballot box in Oregon, Measure 37 was passed last year that said, you take our land, you have to pay us for it, and make it retroactive for the last 25 years. In Wisconsin, the state legislature passed a bill to stop smart growth. Smart growth is really pretty stupid. It puts a wall around your community and says we're not going to develop anything outside of this. Makes your property costs go up. It makes everything go up, and it doesn't solve a single thing. But the state of Wisconsin said no. And in Michigan, the state Supreme Court overturned a precedent-setting ruling on eminent domain. It happened like over 20 years ago when GM built a plant there and took a bunch of people's homes. This was the precedent that a lot of communities were using to use eminent domain. State Supreme Court in Michigan said no, and they overturned it. This is a groundswell of what was happening. And the problem is that the United States of America has signed on to Agenda 21 and sustainable development. This is the policy of the United States of America, this over all-controlling, top-down ruling principle. We were on the verge of really having that explode and you know, defeating it. The Supreme Court saw this. And in order to keep sustainable development going that we had committed to, they had to pass this eminent domain ruling. And that's the root of where this all came from.
And by the way, what you spoke about in Michigan, that was General Motors Poll Town.
Mm-hmm.
If people remember, that was up in Michigan when that was going on. There was a lot of people that were upset. But you're exactly right. I mean, we've got Sandra Day O'Connor on the United States Supreme Court saying that, you know, we've got to look at international law for our precedents and how to rule. Well, nobody has a system of government the way we're supposed to have. Nobody has a system of justice the way we have it. So what is this deal going internationally? A lot of people are missing this because they don't have these foundational building blocks of knowledge to understand where the next piece falls and how to recognize it for what it is when it does hit.
That's what I was talking about earlier about having that root philosophy. The difference between the United States of America and our republic as created by our founding fathers and those so-called socialist democracies, we keep talking about democracy around the world, the difference between the two is that the government of the United States is written so that it recognizes our God-given rights that we are born with, and that there's no question about what those rights are. They're your rights, and the government's job is to protect those rights, period. And that's why we have a document that doesn't say too much about what government should do, because it's not supposed to do much. The difference is the social democracies that are springing up all over the world have a plan that they specifically state what your rights are. This is outlined very specifically in the UN's Declaration of Human Rights. And so when we're looking at other countries' laws and see, well, will ours fit in here or not, they don't fit. They're not designed to fit. This is for our country. And these other ones are completely, absolutely opposed to what we do. I have a textbook on civics. I know you've probably talked about this textbook, We the People, that specifically says our form of government has negative rights and these social democracies have positive rights, because it tells what government should do. Well, so government tells you what you should do. What happens when the next gang of thugs get in charge of your government? They don't like those rights. They're going to change them and make them something else. That's the difference. You never know where you stand. You're never safe because you never know what gang of thugs are going to be in charge. Our government is supposed to be a system where it doesn't matter what gang of thugs get in there. Can't touch me because these are my rights. And that's the difference. Now, which system do you want to live in?
Well, Tom, I mean, God-given rights. I mean, we say that. And that is inviolate because God, being the creator of all, you know, wants his people on this little dirt ball hanging in the sky in a universe without end, wanting us to be free. So what did they set about doing? Well, okay, if rights don't come from government, let's get rid of God. Let's just get rid of God. So there's not going to be a reminder to people as to where these rights came from. So now we shift into a system of government that they're convincing people that, well, government can grant rights and privileges and special dispensation and whatever else and get on board. I mean, take a look at Judge Roy Moore. By the way, he's running in Louisiana, running for governor down there. I hope he gets it. I hope Judge Roy Moore turns out to be as good a governor as his stand was for trying to keep the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of his state Supreme Court building, because he knew exactly, and I read a lot about this man and what he had said about it, and he said, look, he says, if you don't have a root in God's law, you're not going to have any law worth a hoot to begin with if you remove that element out of it. So everybody's connected with government. They've been trying to convince us that we're here to protect you. We'll take care of you from cradle to grave. And, well, we're the answer. No, they're the creation of most of our problems. Tom, I don't know if the intelligence quotient has dropped markedly in the last 50 or 100 years. I don't think so. Human nature has been the same. You know, I've said this many times, our founding fathers would write documents using quill pens and ink wells and reading by candlelight or whale lanterns. Today we have ballpoint pens and incandescent lamps. But do you think that the nature of man has changed in a couple of hundred years?
I don't think the nature of man has changed, but I think the understanding, knowledge is knowledge. And we have an education system today that is working perfectly for what it's set up to do. Anybody who clings to the idea that the education system just is somehow broken and we've got to fix it, I got news for you. It was set up to do exactly what it's doing, to pump out little workers who don't question authority and don't have too much knowledge so they don't break the band of control in a global society. That's exactly what our schools are set up to do. And I can prove that anytime anybody wants to talk about it. But when we're not teaching our children these things, and we've got several generations now who have slowly gone through the system where we know less and less and less, you don't question. If you don't know it exists, you don't question it. And they've been prepared to be just exactly that.
All right, we got to take this break. We'll come back. Short segment. We'll wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. My guest for these 2 hours, I'm very glad to have him. This man's not lost his head of steam, and he's still marching forward. Where are you folks in that parade? Are you joining for the cause of freedom, or are you dropping out because you think you can't deal with it? And on top of that, if you can't deal with it, how do you expect the future generations and your children to deal with it?
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its 5th year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
America. AmericanPolicy.org. I had forgotten. I had mentioned during the last break that I was going to mention that website on the other side of the break, and I forgot. Forgive me. AmericanPolicy.org. My guest these 2 hours is none other than Tom DeWeese. And, Tom, I don't know what drives you, but maybe you can bleed a little bit off and bottle it and put it on some store shelves so some people can get some of what you have. There don't seem to be a whole lot of people out there with the drive and the energy to accomplish what you have done, and I don't know why that is.
I'm just cantankerous, John.
Well, I am.
I have a problem with authority.
Me too. I don't know about your childhood, but my entire life, when I was told to do something, always the question was why. I wanted to know if I was being told something, why I was being told to do it.
I started doing all this in 1968, right after I graduated from high school. Because I got my first job, looked at my paycheck. I was 18, couldn't vote, and I said, wait a minute, who said they'd take all these taxes out of here? And I immediately started working to lower the voting age. That was the first thing I ever did, and that was why.
And it is just...
Now I'm sorry, but I did it then.
Well, and you know what? It's, you know, when I got involved in radio and being a talk show host, got involved in developing networks and so on and so forth, I knew what I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it. But if somebody were to tell me how hard it was going to be, I might have had second thoughts, you know, because it's not always a joy and a pleasure to function. And this is what's really ironic about this, Tom, is that it's the right thing to do. And you would think that more people would be beating a path to your door for the information, wanting to know how they can be a part of it. How can we affect this change? Because we're all suffering out here. We've not hit that nexus. We have not hit that compressed nuclear explosion that we need to have in this country. We have not reached that point. And I've said that when things get really bad, whatever pretext here, martial law is declared, or whatever goes on in this country, you're going to have a lot of people that all of a sudden are going to jerk their head up, wondering what's going on.
Why didn't I know?
Yes.
Nobody told me.
Nobody
That's what I hear
me.
A lot.
Yeah, and the majority of the people that you talk to that try to communicate, excuse me, with other people, excuse me, that say, well, you know, I keep running into negative responses to my information. Well, I simply tell people, move on, because you're going to hear favorable ears. But people have got to understand that this is a long-term process. This isn't you jump in for 5 minutes and you get to sit back and rest for 30. This isn't, pace yourself, folks. This is an ongoing thing. We're not going to fix this overnight. These ne'er-do-wells have been very, very busy, tirelessly, day after day after day, setting up what we are witnessing and experiencing right now. It's not going to be changed overnight, but what is going to make that change is when you finally make that commitment, I have had enough. I'm rolling up my sleeves. Okay, I can do a job. Let me go do it.
There is something, if I may say real quick, that we have created over the last year to do just that, to give people a way to fight back and get the information and so forth. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about what that is, but if your listeners would go to www.freedom21, the two numbers, 21.com, I've got information there that'll tell you what I'm talking about. I won't take your time up now. But if you go to freedom21.com, you'll see some things we're doing to try to fight back.
All righty. And those websites again, www.freedom21.com, or Tom's website, that is AmericanPolicy.org. Folks, sit down tonight, have a serious conversation with yourself. By the morning, come up with your conclusions and your plan of action. We are very, very short of time. Thank you, Mr. DeWeese.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with you with another edition of the National Intel Report. May God bless you. We'll see you then.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.